Marisol had to think of an excuse quickly and told Mr. Ham that she just wanted to see how he was doing in class. Mr. Ham told the girls not to worry and promised that Rafi would be all right. Marisol noticed a little clay figure of an Aztec temple on Mr. Ham's desk. Mr. Ham saw how Marisol stared at it and asked in fluent Spanish, "Have you ever seen a real one?" Marisol said that she had seen one only once when she was young. She was impressed that the English teacher could speak her language. Mr. Ham explained that he had bought it in Mexico when he had lived there. The girls smiled at him, but the girls weren't out of trouble yet. They knew Mr. Ham too well. Mr. Ham told the girls that he didn't want to see them in the elementary wing again, or he would have to call their parents. The girls just nodded their heads. Marisol didn't even want to imagine her mother's wrath if she found out that Marisol had gotten in trouble at school. Mr. Ham sent the girls back to class, but he told them that they could come back any time and talk about his travels to Mexico. Chapter 3. The Plan. The girls walked slowly back to their classes. They were embarrassed, and neither girl had uttered a word. Their trip to Rafi's classroom hadn't given them a single clue, and it had gotten them in trouble with Mr. Ham. Marisol knew that she would have to think of something else. "I've got it!" Marisol shouted. She whispered in Amelia's ear just before going into her math class. "See you after school," Amelia said, and continued down the hall to her class. After her last class, Marisol went to get her little brother so they could go outside and wait for Amelia. Once Amelia met up with them, they started the walk home. Amelia winked at Marisol to tell her that she was ready to carry out her part of the plan.